Now to the latest from the Financial Services Royal Commission. This morning, the Commonwealth Bank Chief Executive Matt Comyn let loose on his predecessor and former boss, saying Ian Narev told him to, quote, temper his sense of justice about a disagreement over the removal of consumer credit insurance. Mr. Comyn revealed explosive details of a meeting in 2015 in which he says Mr. Narev put the bank's profits ahead of ethics. The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is covering the Royal Commission. He joins us now. Peter, we've been hearing a lot from banking executives who say they're trying to change their company's culture. But Matt Comyn is telling a different story today, isn't he?
Yes, that's right. Matt Comyn took over as CBA chief executive in April this year. And this morning he revealed there had been staunch opposition to his proposal while head of the CBA's retail bank to abolish consumer credit insurance. That's known as junk in the industry because it's expensive to take out and consumers almost never claim. Mr. Comyn revealed notes from a meeting with his former boss in May 2015 where Mr. Narev refused to accept his view that this junk insurance was problematic, needed to go and was not in the best interests of customers. Mr. Comyn was basically saying this morning, it wasn't me portraying Ian Narev as a hard-nosed banker concerned about profits. And this morning, questioned by senior counsel assisting Rowena or QC, Mr. Comyn spoke of a robust exchange where Ian Narev told him to temper his sense of justice, where he was sounding like an advocate for customers.
We had, I think, quite a robust discussion during the course of that meeting, and my recommendation to suspend the sales was not agreed with.
Can you explain a bit more about that robust discussion, how that went, Mr. Comyn?
I suspect we had quite a long conversation about that particular product, and I think we agreed to disagree at that point in time.
How did you feel about agreeing to disagree with the CEO about your recommendation that CBA cease sales of the product?
I didn't think it was a satisfactory outcome. I genuinely think that he thought that the product was still relevant for customers.
And the last entry, temper your sense of justice, you also made during the meeting.
Yes.
And what did you understand him to be conveying to you when he said to you, temper your sense of justice?
Calm down.
So that's the CBA Chief Executive Matt Comyn under questioning by Senior Counsel Assisting Rowena or QC. Now, Peter, did Mr. Comyn say whether he continued to pursue this matter after the then Commonwealth Bank boss told him to temper his sense of justice?
Well, CBA is now paying out around $15 million to consumers who had their junk insurance, but back before he became CEO, Mr. Comyn basically surrendered having made his point, but also revealed he didn't bother taking it further by going around Narev to the CBA board. That's because he thought the board and then Chairman David Turner held the same hardline views as Mr. Narev, signalling the lack of awareness about a profit-driven culture that went all the way to the top.
I wouldn't say I gave up, but I was struggling to find another path.
But up until that time, you lost the battle to persuade the CEO to cease the sales of these products?
Yes, I was insufficiently persuasive.
And at any point in this sequence of events, did you raise these matters with the board?
No, I did not.
Why didn't you do that, Mr. Comyn?
I did not think the prospects at that point in time with that board, I thought it would be pushed back to the CEO to oversee it.
You said there, you emphasised with that board. Do you think things would work differently under your current board?
Yes, I do.
So that's Matt Comyn again at the Financial Services Royal Commission this morning. Peter, did Mr. Comyn say whether the views he expressed this morning about Ian Narev were part specifically of a broader problem with the CBA's top leadership?
Well, Matt Comyn was extraordinarily frank about this matter given his clearly poor relationship with Ian Narev. And in this conversation with Rowena Orr, Matt Comyn confirms the wrong leaders were in place at that time at the Commonwealth Bank and there were problems with governance, accountability, at the highest levels of the CBA.
What in your mind is the single most important thing for you to do personally to change the culture within your organisation?
The leaders inside the organisation.
To pick the right people?
Yes.
That's the most important thing?
Yes.
Yes. And do you feel that CBA has had the right leaders in the past?
No.
Do you feel that they have the right leaders now?
We will see. I hope so. Yes.
And that's the CBA Chief Executive Matt Comyn being questioned by Rowena Orr at the Financial Services Royal Commission. And covering the Royal Commission for us, Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.